Greetings again in Jesus' name. This morning we are going to be in 2 Kings chapter 2 for our daily inspiration. And I'm going to read 2 Kings chapter 2 verses 1 down to 10. A little bit of reading, just hold on and listen along. And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha, and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord would take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, Yea, I know it. Hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elisha said unto him, Tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they two went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle, and wrapped it together, and smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither, so that they two went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee, before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken away from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. All right, several minor points I want to take out of this passage, and then we will get to the major one. It seems that Elijah was resisting Elisha some as far as going with him to the end. I don't know why that is, but it seems like a healthy resistance that Elijah gave to Elisha. Elijah did prove himself faithful and dedicated. And that's a good thing. The second minor thing I want to get out of this is the fact that when Elisha asked Elijah for a double portion of his spirit, he was simply asking to be his spiritual firstborn. In the Old Testament times, the firstborn would get a double portion of inheritance. That was part of being firstborn. And that's what Elisha wanted. He wanted a double portion. He wanted the most. He wanted to be like Elijah. He wanted to be his son. He had a real connection there. The third point, and this is the main one, is that there had been quite a bit of revival in the time of Elijah. If you know the stories of Elijah, 1 Kings chapter 18 tells us of the great showdown on Mount Carmel between Elijah and the prophets of Baal. Elijah gathered all these prophets together after over 3 years of no rain, when he had told the wicked King Ahab that there would be no rain except by his mouth when he said so. And it was very pertinent to do that because the Baal worshippers, which seemed to be everywhere, credited Baal for the rain and for fertility for the crops. So Elijah, by the hand of God, brought this to a head. This false worship, this idol worship, brought it to a head. It's like okay, if you say Baal is doing it, we will let Baal do it, and no one else. And it didn't happen. It didn't happen. And all these things that they credited Baal for, rain, crops, fertility, food, it didn't happen. So Elijah brought things to a head. He faced things dead on. Sometimes we use this phrase, he took the bull by the horns. That's what Elijah did. He wasn't afraid of confronting people. And the king, more than anyone, it seems like, King Ahab, he confronted him time after time, brought things to a head. And now we have many, many prophets. It speaks of 50 men of the sons of the prophets standing there at Jordan or at Jericho and watching them go. And then later on, we didn't read this part, but later after Elijah was taken away, then these prophets came and told Elisha that they should be sending 50 of their strong men to look for Elijah. So there was more than 50 of the sons of the prophets that were just in this area. So there were prophets, and then there were the sons of the prophets. And if you remember, Elijah, years before, I don't know how long before, he was very discouraged. He told the Lord that he is the only one left and they're trying to kill him also. That is the way that he felt like it was. But God told him there are still 7,000 in Israel that have not bowed their knee to Baal. Now, we don't know just how dedicated these 7,000 were in there serving the Lord. But God encouraged Elijah that there were still 7,000 that had not completely given themselves over to Baal worship. And I assume that Elijah took courage from this, and he kept on his ministry, and many of those believers, whether they were believers before or not, but many men did repent, did serve the Lord fully, and there were many, many prophets at the end of Elijah's life. What about us, living here in the United States of America in 2018, or maybe you're from Canada or some other place, but we live in a time of great wickedness, so much mixing of religion, so much profession of God with lots of other things mixed in. So many people that want God enough to get to heaven, but they feel like God doesn't give them enough. They also need other things so badly that they worship other things also. For us to experience revival in our wicked generation, we too must be willing to bring things to a head. We must be willing to grab the bull by the horns. We must be willing to speak for the Lord. We must be willing in things that are wrong to talk about it, to bring it up, to bring it to a head. If we do that in the fear of God and in genuine love, then we too can experience revival. God bless you. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. And we will see you later. Thank you.